Hello, everyone. Today's episode, we're going to talk about why one injury is too many. An injury is an unacceptable result of exercise, and why plateaus aren't something to be feared, but something to be chased.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our Director of Training. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 4. They haven't kicked us out yet.
We're still here.
Yep. Maybe they haven't found us. But
Yeah.
Regardless, we're still trying to be quiet. That's right. We're still doing it. Okay. So let me just do a quick recap. First episode, we really dove into exercise is the one thing that you should be thinking about. If you stuck with us after that episode, seems like you might agree. Yep. I agree. So then we kind of got into some of these ideas of the potency, how it can be possible to do this in 20 minutes, what are some of those benefits, et cetera. But all this was really wrapped around if you're trying to live a longer, better, freer, happier life, and you're focusing on exercise as the answer, there are some things that get in the way of that. And so that first one that a lot of people just ignore because they didn't think there was an answer, time. Okay, well, we can't solve that. Let's get into the other ones. We've been spending a lot of time there. That's right. But there are still some other big obstacles that get in people's way here. And one of them being injury. It seems to me that if you've tried to overcome the obstacle of time in the past and you've said, I'm going to do something in less time, you might have done something that equaled speed. So the opposite of long time is fast and speed. And you might have incurred something like an injury, which, as we all know, leads to that very frustrating testimonial of the person that's like, I've tried to do this, I tried to get in shape, and then I just end up hurting myself. And now I'm even worse than I was before. So Jim, let's talk about injury prevention and safety when it comes to what we do.
So the first thing I always bring up is that an injury is an unacceptable result of exercise. In fact, if you've become injured, then what you have been doing has not been exercise, because exercise could never hurt somebody. Training can hurt someone, and sometimes at the high levels of sport, it's just kind of baked into the cake. It's part there. If you're pushing the line to the red, sometimes things break. But in the pursuit of excellence and championships and contracts, it's acceptable to suffer a sports-related injury, athletic injury. But exercise is for the purpose of improving our health. An injury is the opposite of health, and therefore, one injury is too many. So that can't happen. There are certain things we do at the Perfect Workout with the technology that we use that make it far safer than using a weight for the purpose of exercise.
Yeah, so let's talk about what are two or three or four reasons or things that cause injury.
So an injury occurs whenever a body part encounters a force that exceeds that body part's ability to absorb force. Okay. Typically, it's like a quick peak in force caused by a rapid acceleration or an attempt to rapidly decelerate something like a weight. So it's the old, if force is the problem. If you remember back to eighth grade physics, the force equals mass times acceleration. The mass is either your body or the weight you're using, and the acceleration is the speed at which it moves. And those two can create a peak in force that can then produce an injury if it exceeds the body's ability to absorb that force. So moving quickly is a great way to hurt yourself. Many people understand that they need to contract the muscles more forcefully so that they can have a better stimulus for the workout. But with gravity, when you produce force to a greater magnitude, whatever you're doing speeds up. Well, then you got a problem, because now you got momentum, and now you got to stop the momentum. And snap cities can sometimes, like when someone's running through first base and then decelerates, that sort of.
You get those really good TikTok videos though, right?
It's great.
Barbell flying down.
Yeah, the barbell. I mean, people get injured in the thousands every year. In fact, there's some programs that involve weights that that promote the idea that you should be going heavier and faster progressively. If you had paid me $1 million to produce a program most likely to injure somebody, I would have them doing very heavy weights very quickly with complicated lifts, not simple ones. It's got to be a lot of moving parts and a lot of stuff like that. That's what I would do if I wanted to injure the most people in the shortest amount of time. So speed, excessive weight causing you either choose the wrong weight in the first place, and then you attempt to lift it and you hurt something. Excessive range of motion. Everyone has either heard of someone or experienced like a dumbbell flying, you stretch a little too far, snap city, or any other range of motion related issue. So range of motion, excessive speed, excessive weight. And the second way weight can be excessive is, let's say you've put a barbell on top of your one and only spine for the purpose of exercise, and you're doing a barbell squat. The weight that was appropriate on the first rep and the second rep is now inappropriate on rep 6, 7, 8. So you have fatigued. You chose a weight, and here's your strength. And as you fatigue through the set, if you ever have a moment where the weight begins to exceed the structural capacity of your weakened, fatigued skeleton and muscle system, you will experience an injury. So that's because a weight can become excessive. It doesn't respond to the user. So those are some of the primary ways that someone can hurt themselves by exposing their bodies to a degree, a level of force that then exceeds their body's momentary capacity for absorbing force.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I start strength training for a while, and maybe I found a way to do this without getting injured. And some time goes on. I heard a story a while back. Well, so we'll relate this next thing to money. Heard a story a while back about this survey that was done. And the short end of this is that essentially, no matter how much money somebody had, they indicated that they would become infinitely happy as soon as they hit just the next level of
just
money.
A little bit more. How much money do you need?
So $100,000. I'll be happy when I have $1 million. $1 million, I'll be happy when I have $5 million. $5 million. But the crazy thing was, in this survey, some of these numbers got up there. You're talking to people that are worth $50 million, $100 million, et cetera. If I can get to the $500 million, right? So there's this idea of more consumption. If I can just reach this thing, this will be good. And so I think this is another thing that comes up a lot in injury, is that somebody might be fine, but you talked about this a little bit in our last episode 3. You're going to get to the point where you're going to see those results start to get to a little bit of a plateau. And you're going to feel like, uh-oh, I'm about to stop at that 1 million mark, right?
Right, right.
And so in my experience, what happens is a lot of people start to get kind of creative, maybe a little desperate to somehow
and maybe
eke
do
out
some risky type things to try to,
in the spirit of, I mean, they've got the muscle, they've got the strength, their VO2 is great, their bone density is awesome, they're doing the thing they should be doing, they're living longer, they've raised that bar for which they'll start to drop when they get older, right? And yet, I was going up on weight, and I need to keep going up on weight.
Right.
So when it comes to injury, let's kind of tie plateaus into this. How should we be thinking about plateaus when it comes to exercise?
So when you take a commercial flight, the pilot at some point comes on and says, we've reached our cruising altitude. This is an important part of the flight, the cruising altitude, where you do not want to go any higher because it's your cruising altitude. This is how we should approach our genetic limit. We all have a genetic ceiling for how much muscle you can get, how strong you can get. You can't just keep growing forever. I'm trying, but you just can't do it. You can't violate the laws of nature, and you can't keep getting stronger forever. So ideally, exercise journey ends in a plateau, a cruising altitude. So when people say, I plateaued, okay, if you plateau at 5,000 feet, that's probably not good, right? But if you're at 30,000 feet and you plateaued, awesome. Enjoy the view. Enjoy the ride. You're strong. Your bone density is great. You're metabolically flexible. You have your full capacity of your body. Like, let me draw you something. So
yeah, because I'm thinking in this example, somebody gets to this 30,000 feet, right? And they're like, great. So I did it. Therefore, I can probably just stop now, right? I can just stop exercise. We can just land the plane.
Yeah, it was great. I'm finally up to my cruising altitude. Right. I can just fall out of the sky now and nothing bad.
And I can stop training. But I think what people forget about is a plateau, in the sense of, like, you've been measuring progress and results in one linear way. It's that your weight continued to climb, or the work you were doing continued to get higher. And so we put this sort of sticker on it, that, and we call it a plateau. And then in this example, like I said, many times we see people go, well, I guess I'll just stop, or I'll back off, or do whatever. But what they don't understand is they're still aging, right? They're still getting older. And so this idea that I hit a plateau, I must stop, they don't understand that what's really happening is they're actually continuing to get more, not only more results, but maybe even better results than they realize, because the number on the screen is not the one thing they should be paying attention to. And I think you just...
Yeah. I'm a pretty good artist, so I don't want to flex on anyone. And Ben, you can let me know if this is... You guys, they're good? All right. So there's two curves. One of them is the fast fit curve, and the fast fit curve depicts your strength, your muscle, et cetera, the results from exercise as you move through time. And it gets up to that high cruising altitude. The reason it's higher than the weightlifting one is because the stimulus from a fast fit machine is more mechanical loading, more muscle damage, greater levels of metabolic stress. And as a result, the adaptive response is going to be greater than that which you could receive from using weights. So the eventual cruising altitude is going to be a little bit higher with the fast fit machine. Now, it's a smiley face up there because that's where you want to stay. You want to just cruise, live long, drop dead. However, if you stop doing the strength training, you can see that dotted line. That dotted line, if you stop, you're going to descend again. But that dotted line means something else. If you're 65 years old or older, holding steady at that horizontal line, that cruising altitude, that's highly desirable. And I haven't gained any strength in a while. I haven't gained any muscle in a while. Well, everybody else who is your age, who is doing nothing, who's not doing strength training, that's the dotted line. So they're going to start circling the drain slowly as they fail to maintain the integrity of their muscles, connective tissues, and bones. So every day you don't lose strength is a giant victory. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, once they get to that age, they become dissatisfied because they're no longer gaining like they used to. But really, compared to their peer group, relative to that, they're gaining by maintaining the cruising altitude. So their cohort, their peer group, is starting to descend. But they, miraculously, are not losing strength into their 70s, which is a great victory.
And if you're watching this on the YouTube, we'll see if producer Ben can put a little screenshot of what you just showed there. But this idea at the bottom is time, right? So as we get older, that chasm between your declining health is just more and more immense. And again, that's kind of why we're just sort of saying here that you're getting better results, actually, even with the plateau as you age. And I think another thing that's important is this is, yes, at 65, when these things start to drop off, yeah, Jim, you're, you know, old.
I've got this, yeah.
Yeah,
this
doesn't just happen. In your beard. Even if you start to get to these plateaus represented by that top line, the fast fit one, earlier in life, the idea that you've been able to achieve so much potential and as and that set point at which you will start to eventually drop from is still, even though you might not be 65 yet, you've still gotten to a very important place that you need to maintain.
Yep.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, the taller ceiling you can get to, then when you do start to descend, because Father Time is undefeated, and so you're going to descend, the higher you can get before that happens, the better off you're going
to
be.
Exactly. So it seems to me that it's not only important to adhere to exercise and to overcome most of these obstacles early on, it's important to have something that you can adhere to for life. And again, this idea that the one thing that we know, maybe some new drug will be out tomorrow, whatever the case may be.
These will all be obsolete.
is exercise. So in some future episodes, we're going to talk about some more of those benefits, but we're going to talk about adherence a little bit deeper and why that is really, really important. And I'm just going to mention now, if you look in the comments below or the links to this episode or wherever this is in all the space and technology, there's going to be a place that you can input some requests. If you want to learn more about something, anything, honestly, any topics for these conversations, et cetera, just put them in there. And when we do some more of these future episodes, we'll get into those.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. Let's see those questions in the comments.
Awesome. See you later. Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.